Good morning to you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
First question, I want to get this right off the bat. I noticed because your phone number was shared with me, you're a 612. You got a little bit of purple on. Are you a Minnesota Vikings fan?
I have been a season ticket holder for almost 30 years, and yes, I am.
50 years for me in Minnesota, six or so in Yankton here. So yeah, I still bleed purple. Did you grow up in Minnesota? What's your Minnesota connection?
I actually grew up in Yankton, and my husband and I both graduated from Yankton High School. And then he graduated from school at USD, and we moved to Minneapolis, where he was an accountant slash an attorney for 38 years.
I was just up at First Avenue for a concert last Thursday night, rocking with all the young kids. Got family up there, so yeah, love going up there. Nice to make that connection.
Yes, yes.
And Skol Vikings.
And Skol Vikings.
Ooh, do you have like seats on the 50-yard line?
No, we're probably about the 25-yard line.
Okay.
And we're probably about 35 rows up, and I will be there on Sunday.
Is this our year? I know. I don't even want to talk about it. I shouldn't have asked that. I'm sorry.
I say that every year. It's our year, but doesn't mean it's going to happen.
So you're president at the Elks Lodge?
I am the exalted ruler.
Okay, yeah.
Which is kind of the same thing.
Same thing. Say it again.
Exalted ruler.
Wow, that's a nice title. And your dad had that same title?
Yep, my dad was the exalted ruler back in 1968 and 69 for the Yankton Elks Lodge. And we are the first father-daughter exalted ruler. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. That's cool. Yep. Well, we want to talk about Hunter's Fest coming up this Thursday and then a prize you're going to give away. But overall, how are things going at the Elks Lodge? Getting new members?
We are. We are probably now about 430 members, and I think so far our fiscal year is from April 1 to April run, and I think so far this year we've done about 30 initiations since this April. So we're doing good, and it's a fun club to come out to. We do lots of different events. Our best event that we have that we're very proud of is of course this Thursday, the Hunter's Fest.
Yeah, you do the Easter egg hunt too.
Yep.
I know we've had folks in on that, and I know some people over there. I'm not so sure people know that you have members and can get memberships and how it all works though.
Well, best thing to do is you can call our lodge and come in. We have membership applications, and we'd love to have more. It's a great organization, a great club. We do support, you know, a lot of the citizens. We did one of the big things we've done is the Coats for Kids, which is here in Yankton for our younger kids from like kindergarten to fourth grade, I believe, is what they do. And we also have a Veterans Day that we're pretty proud of. We have our soup kitchen, and we like to feed the veterans that can come in, and they, of course, is free of charge for the soup kitchen.
Yeah, and you keep up to date on your Facebook page too,
yep.
So it's a good way for people to stay in touch.
Exactly. Yep.
I think it's a nice space too. I got to DJ a dance there once, and it's a nice location, nice parking lot. Nice setup overall.
Yep, we're pretty proud of it. But I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 22, 23 years old.
How about that big, the big elk out front?
Oh, we just absolutely love it. That was something that a lot of our members have been wishing for, and we just took years upon years of trying to find one, and they got one, and we got the money together, and we had a big sponsor that helped pay finish it, and then we honored one of our exalted rulers, I should say, that had just passed away just last October, and so it's pretty special. We're pretty proud of that.
So how long will you rule as?
I will be done officially probably after this April 1.
And then do you have elections, or how does it work?
Yeah, we usually have an elections probably. We started in February, we have elections, and we have, you know, we'll see how things go. So, but I'm slated till April 1, and we'll have a new one.
You guys ever get golf balls in your parking lot?
You know, I've never seen one, but doesn't mean we haven't.
You shouldn't. Unless someone's really bad, you shouldn't.
I guess I'll have to start watching.
Well, let's talk hunting. This Thursday, you have a big event. Tell us all about it.
Okay, the Hunter's Fest started 40 years ago. This is our 40th anniversary. It was started by Daryl Sunleaf, who was an exalted ruler, and also Dean Iverson. And basically on Tuesdays, this is the first year that we switched to Thursdays, and the hunting season starts this Saturday. It's one of our biggest fundraisers. We have social hour from 4 to 6, and then from 6 to 8:30, we have a prime rib dinner. The cost of our tickets is $85, and we also, that's included everything, and we give out 13 guns, so your name will be going in.
Automatically enter just for buying a ticket?
Yep, automatically enter for just buying a ticket, and we give out 13 guns. We have a silent auction, and we have a live auction. That will be starting, and I believe we start giving the guns away at about 8 o'clock, and there's 13. There are also going to be two guns we're doing raffles with, an additional, and then another three guns will be at the live auction.
I used to MC a lot of Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited banquets. Has it got that kind of a vibe and feel?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's a pretty good, we're pretty proud of it. And it was started, like I said, 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary. So we're pretty happy.
And then a Polaris Ranger giveaway on top of this. How's that coming together?
Well, what it is we're selling tickets, and they are $100 a ticket, and that gets you into a raffle, and the drawing will be that Thursday night. So there will still be tickets available up until the drawing on this ATV.
Have I seen that Ranger sitting out front?
Yes,
by the
you
elk
have.
Too?
Yeah. You have. Yep, we've had it sitting out there.
Yep. All right, so you're raising funds, and then what are you going to do with those funds?
Well, we are usually with those funds goes back into the lodge to try to, you know, work on things. One of our main things that we're trying to do this year is to get carpet in our building, because like I said, it's 23 years old. And then we do a lot of, we did a harvest fest, and we usually try to give some of our proceeds into, like I said, Coats for Kids. We've donated to United Way, Food for Thought. Those are one of the three things that we like to do. So just to kind of help with our lodge.
Got a lot of people very plugged into this community, and yep. I sense that you're pretty proud of that.
Yes, we are. We're very proud.
If somebody wants to find out more about becoming a member of the Elks Lodge, tell them again where to go, what to do.
Best thing to do is to come into the lodge. We usually have someone there around 11 o'clock, and there's applications right at the door. Just fill out an application, bring it back, and we take it to our general meeting, and we read the names, and then the next meeting we call and initiate you into our club. It's very easy. And
Are you going to be out hunting this weekend? Do you go out?
I do not go out hunting. My husband's a big hunter, but I am not.
Well, it's a big weekend in South Dakota.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah. It is.
Very All right. Well, this event is coming up Thursday at the Elks Lodge here in Yankton. And the phone number again, 665-3333. That's about as easy as to remember as you can get.
Yes, it is.
Mindy, really nice to meet you. And you said you'll be at the Vikings game on Sunday?
I will be at the Vikings game on Sunday against Philadelphia.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yep. And then I'll also be at the Hunter's Fest all day. So I'm planning on being there till the last one's gone.
If there's any Philly fans there, don't you let them push you around.
I won't.
I think they might be in trouble. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We hope you have a great turnout. And please know, when you have other things coming up, you're always welcome here. Anybody from the lodge is welcome here. We'd love to help you spread the word.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff.